Locker room chats continuing here on KMZA, talking Valley Heights basketball, as we're now joined by girls head coach, that is Jordan Brockstrom. It is presented by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Coach, we'll dive into the TVL tournament. You got a semifinal matchup coming up on Friday. But real quick, your team right now, number two in Class 2A, still undefeated on the year. Obviously, so much talent and a lot of good athletes on your squad, but just to this point in the season, your team hasn't lost yet. What's it been like just kind of coaching this group and seeing the way they've performed to this point?
It's a blast. We have some wonderful kids at Valley Heights, and on the girls' side, they've worked really, really hard, and they have a good attitude. They're very unselfish. They just want to win, and they genuinely care and love, have a tremendous amount of care and love for each other, and they celebrate each other's success, and I think that's helped us a lot.
You'll get Hanover on Friday in the semifinals at the TVL tournaments, but to get there, you had to get past Troy, and you did, 68-18 that final, got a running clock into the fourth quarter, led 20-6 after one, 38-11 at the half. Games like that, when you're able to build a big lead, not only is it good because you can get your starters outs maybe a little bit sooner, get them some good rest, but getting some of those younger players in towards the end, it just seemed like a pretty good game from start to finish.
Yeah, I was pleased with it. We came out with good energy, and we just seen Troy not too long before that game, so we were a little familiar with them, but the first group came out and did what they needed to, and then I was really, really pleased with how some of the younger girls performed on the floor. They played most of the second half and did a really, really good job. So I was happy with their efforts, and it's just fun to get kind of your feet wet in the tournament and get things started.
I've seen a lot of teams in the TVL and some other leagues as well, just looking kind of at the roster that you guys have right now constructed with the length that you have. You had a big rebound advantage against Troy on Tuesday night. How much emphasis do you put on rebounding with this team?
Well, we quite a bit. I mean, we focus well on the defensive end of the ball, and obviously finishing on the defensive end means you finish with a rebound, so we try to finish possessions on the defensive side when we can, and we've got some nice rebounders that have been doing it for a long time for us inside, and they have a nice instincts in hunting down the ball off the rim. And you know, Troy, they didn't have a lot of size, so we did have quite the size advantage, so that helps too. But we do put quite a bit of emphasis on that, and the girls do a pretty good job of hunting the ball down.
Semifinal matchup on Friday. The other half of the bracket, top seed Centralia, 4 seed D West, and then the 2-3 matchup with your team Valley Heights and the 3 seed Hanover. First time you're seeing Hanover this season. They beat Frankfurt by 26 in their quarterfinal matchup. You know, what's the scouting report look like on this Hanover team, and what kind of ball game do you expect Friday?
Well, Hanover, first off, they're a team that expects to win, and they have an incredibly rich tradition of playing and at a high level, and they expect success, and we try to be the same way, so we expect it to be a good game, and Hanover presents a lot of challenges. I think they're kind of similar to us in some ways. They have everybody back from last year, and they have a lot of size, and they have some good guard play that can knock down shots from the outside, and they're a very balanced team, so I think in some ways they're somewhat similar to us, maybe some different concepts in terms of how we play, but it's going to be a very difficult game, and that's what we should expect. And I think that when you're playing the top teams in our league, that's what you get. You get those tough games, and the TVL tournament always presents those challenges to you.
It is the top 4 seeds in the TVL girls bracket semifinals on Friday night. Games at 6 and 7:30. Centralia D West, followed by Valley Heights and Hanover. Both those games on 92.1 KMZA. And Valley Heights girls coach, that is Jordan Brockstrom, again joining us, presented by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Coach, congrats on the success so far. Still a couple of games to go in this tournament this week. Good luck against Hanover, and we will talk to you again next week.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you.